Hey, good morning, y'all. I'm Martha Norwalk. Welcome you to the second hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the best way to pull up the streams, go to the Animal World website. That would be MarthaNorwalk.com. Click on the Listen Live link upper right, and that will click you through to the 1150 KKNW website. Click on Listen upper left, and then Listen Online, and you'll be all set up to stream the show. And, of course, you can find us on Facebook these days, and that's where all those crazy posts we're talking about are. Go to Facebook, search Martha Norwalk's Animal World. Scroll down a bit. You'll see the upside-down frog. You'll see the guy flying through the air, and this falcon comes and lands on his feet. And we're trying to – the hang glider. Now, so Nathan, he's got it up on the air here, and this falcon is flying ahead. Now, there's no explanation to this video, you guys, but if you'll watch, it's going to happen here momentarily. Now, here comes the falcon down. Now, the falcon's on the feet of the guy that is flying.
It's a good thing he's wearing closed-toed shoes.
Yeah, so now, do you think there's any chance that this could just happen? Do you think the guy's a falconer and he's trained the bird to do this?
I believe that this is a trained bird.
That's what I, look, my first thought was, wow, how amazing would that be? Out of the blue, this falcon just lands on you. But the more I'm looking at thinking about it, I don't kind of think that probably would happen.
Right.
And especially
he's petting
the bird
once it's
on his feet.
There.
And the bird seems perfectly fine with all that.
But, people, you could solve a lot of problems if you just post an explanation with the videos that you the pictures that you post.
It's still really cool to watch.
It's very cool.
Planes flying in formation and like a little bit of an air show.
It's pretty great that the falcon can really, do that. Just get himself right into exactly the spot while they're zooming along.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, in the middle of the air, that the falcon can control itself well enough to land right on the guy's feet. But yeah, so that was my conclusion, is that this guy's got to be a falconer and that has to be a trained bird, and certainly they've practiced this stuff. But it's still very cool to watch.
Oh yeah, that doesn't diminish how cool that is anyway.
yeah, exactly. All righty, so yeah, if you're a hang glider, it's something you can aspire towards, connecting with a falcon in the sky. So how fun is that? All righty. So it is the second Sunday of June, and that means it's best bioenergetic synchronization technique, neuroenergetic balancing, Rasmussen reset, and energy code Sunday on Animal World. Dr. Nels Rasmussen's in the studio with us today, as usual. Sister Linda zooming in because she's just getting over a cold, and easier for her to be by her Kleenex and mute button than to be in the studio with us. And of course, I was thinking it's been so long since we've had to deal with colds and all of that, with the pandemic and the lockdown and masking. And of course, and I still keep up the masking a lot because I got used to not ever getting sick. I'm not really interested in doing that. And now you read about all kinds of weird viruses and stuff, but I guess the common cold is still out there, huh, Linda? And you picked it up somewhere.
Yeah, my system needed an update to get the current situation. So, I'm all updated now.
All right. So yeah, I guess you got to be aware that there is other stuff out there besides COVID. And but it's still nice to not be exposed or have to deal with these sorts of things.
I was remembering you talking about the woman who doesn't get her dogs all the vaccines because she believes some of them should acquire that when they go out in the world and get their titers up, and she does the titer thing. And I'm thinking, well, that's the way I run my life. That's what I do. I want to be out in the world and pick up all this stuff so my titers are up all the time.
Well, and that does seem to be the way it works with animals and the diseases that we vaccinated for. That actually was a story I tell about. It's a trainer that a fairly famous one in the country who takes more of a holistic and natural approach, you know, with her dogs and travels around the country, you know, to compete and teach and do that kind of stuff. And so she was of the belief to not vaccinate her dogs at all. And so she pays real close attention, and you can do the blood test you referred to it, the titer testing. You can take a blood test from the dog, and that can be analyzed and tell you whether or not the dog has immunity to those diseases. Well, she found out really interesting stuff in working with her own crew of dogs, and during the summer, when she was traveling and the dogs were out and about, their titers to these diseases would go up. But then as the year would progress and getting into the fall and then the winter, when they're staying home, there's no traveling, so there's no exposure, the titers would tank
during
the winter and would go down. But she had enough years of doing it. You could see that once she started traveling again and they were out, the titers would go up and hold, and then they go down. And it really worked that way. But you know, I've heard a lot, though, a lot of it's related to the COVID stuff. And I don't know that we know all the answers for humans. And I certainly don't argue with your philosophy. And you know, but I think you have to have great faith. And you have to be able to trust, but you're really good at that.
I think that's
why it worked. You know, you're real good at that. Not everybody is as good and can trust as completely as you do, because that's a big component, I think.
Well, it changes your energy when mm-hmm. you have the attitude that everything that happens to you is perfect and for your benefit, and you trust that
that is so.
Right.
But I mean, you say that and you talk that, but you are one of the few I know that truly walks your talk. You literally believe that with every cell of your being, and there is no deviation from that.
Yeah, I work at it. I've worked at it for 30 years, and I'm getting fairly good.
Yeah.
This doesn't mean I don't lapse a little once in a while.
On the other hand, though, I have heard and I have read some things that... And like I said, I don't think we have all the answers yet, and I think they're still learning things. I mean, and these viruses change once they get out there. But I did read some stuff saying that for some reason this COVID virus and all of that is different, and the natural immunities are not happening as normally as they do with other things. So I don't know. Maybe it's like, you know, animal behavior, viral behavior. Everything is changing and evolving, so who knows? But... If I could have that, I would opt to do your thing and be able to totally trust. And there's, you know, the big component, though, is do you really trust? And I've realized on, you know, looking at my life and what's going on and, you know, in those times when you sit down and meditate and get things set, there are some areas in my life where I think I trust. And I say that I do, but I've had to realize that, you know, I'm not really 100% there. So, you know, it's something you have to work at.
Yeah, I've worked at it a lot for many years and still have, you know, I can have down days where I really don't feel that, but that's not all the time, thankfully, just mm-hmm. occasionally.
And... You know, and I'm always, you know, the telling us that, you know, that thought directs energy and energy follows thought. Thought magnifies and intensifies energy and how powerfully creative we are with our minds and all of that. And that's why, you know, the affirmations that Linda gives, you know, can be so helpful when you focus on that after the treatments and so forth. But in order to be the most powerful, you really have to be able to focus and on the appropriate thoughts, but also to really believe them.
Yeah.
And that the trust part is so important.
Well, and the test is when adversity strikes, how do you feel?
yeah. So sometimes we're great at being our faith when nothing's happening.
That's right.
But when the bottom falls out, then all you know what breaks loose and we're into our fear and our worry and all of that sort of thing.
Yeah.
It, you know, it, you have to be able to get up beyond that so that even when it hits the fan,
right,
you are seated in your faith. So, you know, and that's why meditation and all of that stuff can be so good and why we talk about that with Ananda.
Right.
Because it really does make a huge difference. And by the way, I always forget to say this. I think about it when Linda's in the middle of a session with someone. Even though you're not on the phone with us and Linda's not working on you personally, you can follow along and kind of get a surrogate healing. Because this energetic medicine, you know, it leaks into the woo-woo territory. But it isn't. But it's real. But there's no issue with distance, and other people can benefit from the work that's going on. So when Linda's working with a caller, if you just follow Linda's instructions, and she says, think of the thing you most want to resolve in your life. You said something like that to a caller earlier. Well, then if you're listening at home, then you think of what you'd most like to resolve in your mind. Then Linda gives you the word and the number and what to do. You can do all that same thing, you will get the benefit of that. And then you remember when she's done, says tip your head forward. That's important, you know. And but if you just follow along, it can be very healing, can't it, Linda?
And yes, absolutely. And it amplifies that energy and that balancing throughout a much, it's like having a lot of different little amplifiers everywhere. So it really makes that energy bigger. So it's really actually helpful for people to join in.
Yep. So when you're listening, just follow along. I follow along as best I can. And I find that it helps me too. And then let's say you do call in and you get a session. Well, you know, we archive these shows, so you can go to the Animal World website, marthanorwalk.com, click on the archives. You can go back and re-listen to your session anytime, and that will re-up the energy again. We usually rerun this healing show the last Sunday of the month, and that's to give you all an opportunity to listen again, and everybody can follow along and get healing. You can even, when you're working on an animal, imagine your own animal. In fact, imagine Dr. Nell's working on your animal. And, you know, there can be shared energy along those lines. And Nathan went into the other room. I assume he's working on phone calls. But if you would like to join us on the air today for a free remote healing for you and your animal friends, either or is fine, too. Local number 425-373-5527, 425-373-5527, or toll-free 1-888-298-5569. Email is animalworldlive@hotmail.com. Alrighty, you know, the clock says time to do advertisers, but checking in with Nathan, who's got his track shoes on today, running back and forth. Have we got caller waiting?
We do. That'll be Diane in Bellevue.
Okay, and Diane can hang on for a bit while we... So we'll take care of advertisers, and then we're going to go right back to the phones. And if you're interested in joining us, call now so Nathan can get your phone call while we're doing advertisers. So 425-373-5527. Your calls are next. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Does your dog or cat have a health or mobility problem that is not responding to standard veterinary care? Are you looking for a non-medical alternative? I'm Nels Rasmussen, retired chiropractor and spiritual healer. I've helped people and pets all over the world to get their happy, active lives back when nothing else has worked. To learn more, go to healingministryforanimals.com. Go to healingministryforanimals.com. Now.
Hi, this is Marilyn Milano. If you love animals, then please check out my new show, Love Has Many Faces, Tuesdays from 9 to 9:30 a.m. right here on Alternative Talk 1150. I'll be talking with rescue groups, animal advocates, and other organizations that help animals, sharing their stories and giving our listeners some tangible ways in which they can help make a difference. That's Love Has Many Faces, Tuesdays at 9 a.m. right here on Alternative Talk 1150. Raising awareness, touching hearts, and saving animals' lives.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Find our app in the Apple App Store or Google Play Store and take us with you wherever you go. Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Hey, y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we are getting rolling in the second hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here till noon today and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. Let's see, Dr. Nels, we heard from you this time around, and you can check Dr. Nels out at healingministryforanimals.com is the website. And you also have turned, I think it's the Rasmussen Reset portion of what you do into a do-it-yourself at home program.
Right. It's on the website. There's Fast Track 1, which is talk to me for free, and Fast Track 2, which is get a membership, and for $50 membership, you get the program, my do-it-yourself Rasmussen Reset the fight or flight system and bring calm and healing to your pet. So that's a great, great deal right there.
Yeah, I tell you that working with you, Dr. Nels, and learning what you do and experiencing that, and then with your understanding of helping me understand that when I think it's probably all mammals, you get a traumatizing experience emotionally or physically or whatever, the nervous system can get stuck in the fight flight mechanism.
Right, right.
And when that happens, I would refer to it, dogs generalize, assume, and flashback. So it's a similar thing. But if the nervous system is stuck related to a previous experience, when something similar happens, they can't respond normally.
And the reason is because it bypasses the thinking part of the brain. It goes into the primitive brain, which even the lizards have. And it's the fight or flight system is part of this older limbic system, which is...
So probably not just mammals, all living things.
I'm not sure about insects, but I'd give them the benefit of the doubt.
Probably.
So, yeah, it bypasses thought.
I'd like to see you get two fingers on a fly.
That's right.
Anyway, but... that understanding has made a world of difference for a lot of the clients that I work with, because before I understood that and knew that there was a way to reset that nervous system, it would take long time of behavior modification sequences to change the way dogs feel about things. Now that we can add Dr. Nels into the plan and we can actually have the owner trained to do the resets themselves, it makes a huge difference in how quickly we can stabilize a dog and change their behavior.
Yeah.
But it is probably the best tool I've added to my dual box in decades because it makes a huge, huge difference. And especially when there's a specific experience that happens,
right,
and then you're immediately aware of the after effects that hold over, then sometimes all it takes is one reset.
Right, because what happens is if this situation persists for weeks, months, even years, where it's stuck in fight or flight because of a traumatic event, it becomes so thoroughly ingrained, it's like all the systems are now optimized to do that. Whereas if it just happened, it seems to be so much easier to just do a reset. So if you have a traumatic situation for you or your pet, you know, get yourself or your animal reset right away. Don't wait. And then it's so much quicker, easier, and better to have it done that way.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So how about we'll see how this all works. And let's head to Bellevue and Diane. Welcome back to Animal World. You're live with Dr. Nels Rasmussen and Linda Rasmussen.
Good morning. I'm calling for my monthly remote healing.
Yay! Yay! So we're going to deal with the human animal today, huh?
Well, for me and the kitty boys.
Okay, so
Theo.
Theo. And Whiskers?
Mm-hmm.
I'm picking up Theo needs something right off, so I'll dive in on Theo here.
Okay, so Diane, of course, has called in before, and Dr. Nels, obviously you're familiar with Theo and Whiskers and have tuned in, and Theo's the one that's flashing,
yes,
needing help at the moment. Okay, so Dr. Nels is getting started on that, and Diane, you'd like a tune-up too, correct?
Yes, I'm still dealing with the effects of shingles. So
oh, man, you know, and I've heard that just... Linda, have you worked with patients before with shingles and so forth?
Oh, yes. And
is that supposed
people,
to be a pretty devastating situation?
Well, I have heard it is. And at the same time, I will tell you that the people that have spoken of that to me,
mm-hmm,
have also said to me that sometimes they can feel because they've had one before, they can feel it trying to happen again. And they say that best treatment has actually just caused it to resolve and go away.
Wow. Wow.
That's
one of the aspects that sets off that shingles response in the body is stress. And so I don't know how many people are living in the world right now who don't have stress. So,
you know, everybody I talk to has got something going on usually these days.
Yeah. And if they don't possess some tools like the kind that Nels and I give people when they work with us to handle their stress outside of the actual session,
mm-hmm,
they can really activate some things in the body. That are, you know, shingles is another response of the body to something that the body is experiencing. So what we do is, again, we allow the body to balance and release things like fight or flight patterns that might be involved in this response. And then that can allow the body to continue to behave in a way that is healing.
All righty. Well, I'm turning Diane officially over to you, Linda. You're in charge.
And before
right.
you do that, Linda,
yep,
I was going to tell Dr. Nels that the kitties had a dog visitor last week, so maybe that's why they're stressed.
Okay.
His dog, Molly, stayed with us, so, and Molly has gone home, but...
So they could be a little triggered because of having a dog temporarily in the house.
Yeah.
Yeah, that can be enough to set up kitty's apple
interestingly
cart.
Enough, Theo, just finished with Theo, and Theo had the classic fight or flight reset needed.
Uh-huh.
I'll tune into Whiskers next while you're working with Linda.
Okay, so Dr. Nels is going to focus on Whiskers now, and Diane, are you ready for Linda to take over?
Oh, yes, absolutely. Thank you.
All right, Linda, she's all yours.
All right. And Diane, today what I'm going to invite you to do is imagine your body with no experience of shingles whatsoever. So you're just placing yourself a little bit in the future now, and you're just enjoying how great your body feels. You're just noticing how great it is to be in a body that is not experiencing shingles and that is comfortable. And so just let yourself really be with that feeling right now.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Feeling good. Single.
And then set that aside and focus on the feeling of satisfied. And the number two. Your eyes are closed and looking at the right side of your forehead. And I'm going to have you do some very slow deep breathing in and out, just very long, easy inhale and then exhale as you focus on satisfied two.
Diane, you've got your eyes closed. Behind those closed eyes, you're looking up to the right side of your forehead. Doing slow, deep breathing in and out, thinking satisfied, and the number two. Satisfied, two. Satisfied, two. Deep, slow breathing in and out. Satisfied, two.
Okay, perfect. Good job, Diane. Breathe normally. Mm-hmm. And then with your eyes open, just gently tipping your head forward and looking towards the earth, and then letting your head rise to a comfortable position. And then back in your mind, a little bit in the future, enjoying this wonderful, comfortable body that just feels so good. It's relaxed and it's comfortable. There's a little more to do, so just keep holding that in your mind, noticing how you feel in this wonderful, comfortable body. There may be some emotion present, and just notice what that is. And then setting that aside, focus on the feeling of dependable. Dependable and the number four. Your eyes are closed and looking at the right side of your forehead. Your breathing this time is going to be to exhale and hold your breath out as long as you comfortably can. As soon as there's any stress in holding your breath out, let it back in, and then just repeat that as you think dependable. Four.
All right, Diane, you've got your eyes closed. Behind those closed eyes, you're looking up to the right side of your forehead. You exhaled all your air out and hold it out as long as you comfortably can. When you need to, breathe in again, exhale out, holding it out again and repeating, all the while thinking dependable. And the number four, dependable. Four. Dependable. Four.
Perfect. Breathe normally, Diane. And then with your eyes open, just gently tipping your head forward and then letting your head rise to a comfortable position. And then in your thoughts, returning to that wonderful feeling in your body that it's comfortable, it's relaxed, you feel healthy. And that is complete.
Yay.
Good job. And the affirmation will be, I embrace the feeling of dependable.
Embrace the feeling of dependable.
Okay.
All righty. So, Dr. Nils, you then you worked on Theo and then on Whiskers. Anything to report?
Well, they both needed a reset. Whiskers had just one little extra thing that needed to be done to help enhance the mind-body connection.
All right.
So they're tuned up again.
Okay, so you guys are all tuned up, Diane.
Awesome. Thank you. Tuned up until the next dog comes.
Well, so are you just inviting dogs into your house, or are you dog sitting for somebody?
No, I just was dog sitting for my friend, but before that, I was dog sitting for my neighbor. So I think the dogs are in their own places for a while now.
Oh, that's good. Okay, yeah. So we'll hope there's no dog sitting for a while, and Theo and Whiskers can stay balanced. And we will look forward to chatting with you again probably next month, huh?
Sounds wonderful. Thank you all so much.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling Animal World. God bless. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All righty. Now, I know, Nathan, you were in and out of the room. Have we got another call waiting?
We'll have one caller waiting for us. That's Kathleen in Federal Way.
And we're a little early. Do you want to do ads? Do you want to take the phone call?
Let's just take care of the ads, and we'll have as much time as we'd like afterwards.
All right. So we are going to take care of advertisers. It is the most important part of the show. Without them, of course, there is no show. So please listen and support them. Thank them. Stay right where you are. More phone calls straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Do you feel overwhelmed by the people around you or the energies you encounter daily in today's world? When the drama and the emotions wear you down, it's important to have the tools to deal with the challenges life is bringing your way. And that's where Natasha Venter can help. Natasha is a medium and an intuitive personal awareness coach who is inspired to help those walking through the emotions and grief of today's energies. Visit Natasha's website, angelicclarifications.com, to discover how her unique skills and compassionate approach can help. That's angelicclarifications.com. There's no need to carry the load by yourself. Learn more at angelicclarifications.com.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior training or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude Ponton can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude can work with you remotely, office, or on-site if you live in the Seattle area. Jude can also teach classes in the Acutonic Sound Healing System. Check out whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Wondering what's on next on Alternative Talk 1150? Check out 1150kknw.com.
Hey, y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we are headed towards the downside of second hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here till noon today and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. We heard from Natasha Venter. You can check her out at angelicclarifications.com is her website. She does regular podcasts on Mondays and Wednesdays at 4 p.m., so that's tomorrow, and then Wednesday again at 4. And you find those podcasts on her YouTube channel. So you go to YouTube and Natasha Venter AC for Angelic Clarifications. Natasha Venter AC will get you to her YouTube channel and the podcast at 4 o'clock on Mondays and Wednesdays. And, of course, she's available for private readings. She is an intuitive and medium and personal awareness coach, but she also does feng shui and all kinds of cool stuff. So you can check her out online, angelicclarifications.com, or you can just give her a call, 360-770-7486, 360-770-7486. And remember Jude Ponton, Whispering Dragon Center in Shoreline. great in to be in the studio with her. Well, it is kind of a studio, the Whispering Dragon Center, with the gongs and acutonic forks and all that great stuff. Wonderful to experience in person, but she can also work with you remotely. Give her a call at 206-706-2836. And, of course, remember that Aunt Martha, that would be me. I am an animal behavior therapist and trainer. And for first time in a very, very long time, I'm all caught up. And so I'm available. And so I'm talking about what I do again, because if you or anyone you know has problems with their dog friends, I can come to your home. I specialize in teaching people to live with their own particular dog and resolving problems really fast. And I typically only have to see my clients once. Yeah, it can be a kind of a marathon session, but then you get free phone follow-up afterwards. And I'll always talk to you for free on the phone. So you or anybody you know has got problems with their dog friends, just give me a call, 360-217-7258. 360-217-7258. All righty then. I think that means we can go back to the phones, and we are going to head down to Federal Way. And Kathleen, welcome back to Animal World. You're live with Dr. Nels Rasmussen and Linda Rasmussen. Good morning, Kathleen.
Good morning, Martha.
How are you doing?
Doing all right. Tabitha's been a little anxious lately, and so have I.
Everybody, well, you know, we're kind of talking about everybody I know has got some kind of stuff going on. But tell us about Tabitha and what's going on there.
She's been extra concerned about empty spots in her food dish.
Okay. And so we're talking cat or dog?
She's a dog. I mean, what am I thinking? She's a cat.
She's a cat. And what color is Tabitha? What does she look like?
She is a brown and black
tabby type.
Tabby, yeah. She's got a smear of orange on her forehead and a bit of tortoiseshell on her back, and gotcha. She's got paradoxical front paws. She's got thumbs.
How old is Tabitha now?
She's 12 or 13, yeah. And she was about 2 when I adopted her in 2012.
Yeah.
I never really keep track. I mean, time zooms and we just keep on keeping on.
Yeah.
All right. And so calling in primarily for Tabitha or you or both of you guys?
Well, I'm sure that my anxiety is not helping her. So,
all right. So Linda will need to take care of you. But we need Dr. Nels to tune into Tabitha. Have you got a connection yet?
Yes, I do. I have full disclosure seen Tabitha and Kathleen before. So, yes.
Yeah, actually way back in 2012.
Yeah.
Wow, that is a long time ago.
Yeah, I think we started out working on Tabitha when she was just kind of new to the situation.
Wow. All right. So Dr. Nels is tuning in to Tabitha, and we'll start working there. And Kathleen, I'm going to turn you over to Linda.
Hi, Linda.
Hello, Kathleen. I'm going to invite you to think about something that makes you feel anxious. Just bring it into your thoughts.
Yes, thank you.
Something that makes you feel anxious.
And then set that aside and focus on the feeling of stable.
Oh, yay.
Like that, huh?
Stable and the number 3. And this energy is associating very strongly with your solar plexus, just down there at the base of your rib cage.
Absolutely.
Invite you to just place the palm of one of your hands on top of your solar plexus, if that's convenient, just to kind of give some reassurance to that area as you think stable 3. And take a deep breath into the abdomen and then hold your breath in as long as you comfortably can. Your eyes are closed and looking just directly straight ahead.
All right, Kathleen, your eyes are closed, and behind those closed eyes, you're looking straight ahead. Taking in a deep breath and hold that breath as long as you comfortably can. Whenever you need to, you can release that breath and replace it. Thinking stable And the number three. Stable three. Stable three. Stable three. And palm over solar plexus.
Perfect. Breathe normally. And then with your eyes open, gently tipping your head forward, looking towards the earth, and then letting your head rise to a comfortable position. And then let your thoughts return to that thing that makes you anxious.
Oh, yeah, that shifted a lot.
I'm going to have you keep thinking about that, just aware of how you feel as you are thinking of it. And then we're going to set that aside and go back to the feeling of stable. And we're going to change the number to five. And this energy is associating very strongly with the throat chakra. So if you would like to, you can place the palm of your hand just at the base of your throat, just very gently. It's just a reassuring acknowledgement of what's going on, stable, and the number five. This time your eyes are going to be open and looking directly in front of you. And then you're going to exhale and hold your breath out as long as you comfortably can, letting the breath back in as soon as you need to.
All right, Kathleen, your eyes are open. You're looking straight ahead. Exhale all your air out and hold it out as long as you comfortably can, replacing the breath and exhaling again whenever you need to. You've got your palm over the base of your throat, thinking stable, the number five. Stable, five. Stable, five.
Perfect. Breathe normally. And then with your eyes open, gently tipping your head forward and looking toward the earth and letting your head rise to a comfortable position. And then let your thoughts return to that thing that makes you anxious. And there's still a little more to do. And so we're going to do a little bit of what is called spiritual best, which is a way to integrate energy and release and balance by breathing. And it's going to involve the two areas of the body that we've already mentioned, the solar plexus and the throat chakras. And so for this, you could place the palm of one hand on the solar plexus and the other at the base of the throat.
It's not going to work holding the phone.
Oh, no, it's not, I guess. So just imagine
I can't put my baby finger on my throat. It's fine.
Yeah. Okay. So we're just touching base there. And then what we're going to do is we're going to take a nice breath in at the solar plexus. So just feel yourself inhaling into the solar plexus and then exhale upward into that base of the throat. Just exhale all that air right there. And then breathe in at the throat chakra. And I hope everyone listening is doing this too. Just breathe into that throat chakra. And then exhale into the solar plexus. And you're just going to keep doing this back and forth. Just continuing this breath. And I'm going to talk about what we're all doing right now, which is that we are integrating the energy of our personal power with our ability to know what is true for us. And to be able to speak to others about what is true for us as we exchange this breath back and forth. Continue doing that breath and then exhaling into the other chakra And then breathe normally. And you can place your hands wherever they're comfortable. And I'm going
to... Oh, that was amazing.
Oh, good. I'm going to have you think about that thing that has been making you anxious. And that is complete. Good job. All released.
It sounds
which
like
you already knew.
Yeah, it sounds like Kathleen, you're one of those people that actually feels this when it's happening.
Well, I've been so tight, any release would have been noticeable.
Yeah.
Yeah, good job.
But it's always great when we have someone who is that in tune that they feel it right away, so you know that there's something happening. So that's great to know that so quickly. Now, Dr. Nils, you also worked on Tabitha, so
right.
what do you need to report on Tabitha?
Well, she needed quite a bit, and Tabitha is very dialed into what's going on with Kathleen, and so when I tuned in to her after I'd done her reset portion, I found that she also needed the feeling of harmony restored in her field. So harmony for Tabitha. Yes.
And stable for Kathleen.
Right.
Yes. Yeah. The actual affirmation is I'm grateful and thankful for the feeling of stable.
Oh, good.
And you could add to that
and harmony for
Tabitha.
Yes.
So I am grateful and thankful for the feeling of stable for me and the feeling of harmony for Tabitha.
Yep.
Wonderful. All right, Kathleen, you all good here?
I'm wonderful. Thank you so much. I'm so grateful to all of you for what you're doing.
Well, thank you for calling in. We appreciate it.
You have a great day.
You too. God bless. Bye-bye.
Right back at you.
Bye-bye. All righty. So, Nathan, where are we? Do we have anybody
on the
line?
We have a caller on the line. We could probably start taking them right now and may need to spill over into the next hour.
All right, so where are we going? Who we got?
We're going to head over to Seattle, where we have Carmen calling us with her cat, Ender. Welcome to the show, Carmen. You're live with Martha, Nels, and Linda.
Hey, Carmen.
Good morning.
Hey, Carmen.
Hi, Martha. Good morning.
So what do you need today?
For my cat.
Okay, and your kitty's name is?
Ender.
Ender. And what kind of kitty or color is Ender?
He's a tuxedo, short hair.
Okay. And anything in particular going on with Ender?
Yeah, he was diagnosed with hyperthyroidism.
Oh.
And he was treated 2 months ago, but I am not seeing the results yet.
Okay, and was he treated with the radiation therapy, or is he on the other therapy?
No, with the radiation.
So he had to have the radiation. And so you're saying he's had the treatment. Was that at Cats Exclusive?
Yes.
Okay, now I'm assuming you stayed in touch with them, and so they can advise you and all of that.
Yeah, and then he got the first month. They require blood work, and then on 3 months also. He's on the second month so far.
Oh, okay. But so far, not a lot of improvement with the treatment.
Well, I haven't noticed. His vet said that he's better, but he's still very, very hungry, needy.
Gotcha.
Anxious. Yeah, just not losing the weight. But I read that apparently it can be... kidney issues also.
Well, it's interesting. Dr. Nels apparently was able to connect with Ender because he's already working on the kidney.
Yep.
Are you getting anything in particular?
Well, the area I'm working on the left side of the body might correspond to the spleen, and spleen and liver have to be in balance. So there's something going on there. I think we worked with Carmen and Ender a couple months ago or something, didn't we, Carmen?
No, but it's been a few years since we got him. Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
All right.
All right. So, do you want a treatment with Linda also, Carmen?
No, I'm okay. Thank you.
You think you're okay? All right.
Well, then let's talk about what I'm finding here little more.
Yeah.
All right. So, we're having to make a connection between the upper neck on the left and the lower body, kind of, as I was mentioning, the area of the spleen, which is near the bottom of the rib cage. We're getting that connection going. I've got a pretty good pulsation indicating that is connected. So we'll see what's next here. And there is something on the right. And we're going to go again to the upper neck on the right. And a little bit lower down. This would definitely correspond to a liver area where I'm connected at the bottom of the rib cage here. So we're going to get that connected to the top of the neck. And, you know, how does this stuff come about? Who knows? But in a word, some kind of stress or trauma is what brings it on. It's usually initiated by a fight or flight response. So was Ender a rescue, Carmen?
Yes, he was adopted from our neighbors.
Yeah.
Okay. How old is Ender? Do you know?
The vet thinks between 12 and 13 years old.
Yeah, because usually the hyperthyroid is older cats would yes. be have an issue with that.
Any yeah. issues with like hair falling out or any of that stuff going on?
When we brush him, he you know you get some hair, but not losing it like
yeah chunks. Okay.
No.
Okay.
But he has always acted like he's hyper, like he had hyperthyroidism all the time. He's been with us almost 9 years, and he's always been
he's always know, acted
jumpy,
that way.
Vigilant, and hungry, and now he's eating raw food.
Yeah. Huh.
But he used to eat kibbles, and this. I'm wondering, though. I don't know. I read, and then it can be cancer, and so I'm making an appointment to go see his doctor. But I just don't know what else to do. I'm giving him acupuncture, Reiki, and it's like, what else?
Well, you never know. This might be the ticket to getting balanced. And
right. A lot of times, there's the underlying reason for all this weirdness is fight or flight. They're just so thoroughly stuck in it that they can't get out. As I was mentioning earlier, it runs through the primitive part of the brain. They can't think their way out of it, just like you or I can't. That's why people with PTSD have so much trouble, because they think they should be able to think their way out, but they can't, because it completely bypasses that part of the brain. It's in the primitive brain where all that trouble is.
Well, and there's obviously stuff going on with him, because often you just have a point or two to balance and you finish with animals very quickly, but you're still working on it.
He's got, and this is very interesting, the vibration he needed is perfection.
Ah,
I usually chalk that up to with people that they need to see their what's happening in their world as perfect and right and good for them.
Right.
And for the cat, I don't know. Maybe it's because it relates to Carmen. Are you a perfectionist, Carmen, by any chance?
Sort of. That's or maybe my partner.
A bit of an admission there.
Okay. Well, anyway, I've got a good reset going, but I'll tell you, if this doesn't seem to shift things the way you feel like it needs to shift, you might want to get a hold of me and get, you know, a real thorough going session for Ender.
Yeah. Have you got Dr. Nell's contact information, Carmen?
I do. Yeah.
Okay. Excellent. So see if this makes a difference in how Ender's feeling. But there was so much work for him to do. I'd strongly recommend you be in touch with Dr. Nell's after the show. Okay.
Okay.
All righty. Thanks for calling Animal World.
Have a good day.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. All righty. We sort of are out of time for this hour and got to start the new one. But you've been busy, Nathan. You've been running back and forth. So have we got people waiting?
Just one caller at the moment.
Okay. All right. So we are going to wrap up hour number two and fire up the love train one more time. And remember, this is our exercise and getting our energy going and sending love and light all over the planet. And dancing is required, but you can dance in your head. You can dance in your bed. You can dance in your chair. You can dance anywhere. Get up on your feet. Join the love train with us. We'll cruise through and pick you up. And I energize up the love train music with our yogi energization prayer to give us extra energy for the day and the week. Here we go with that. Oh, infinite spirit, recharge our bodies with thy conscious cosmic energy, our minds with thy concentration and determination, our souls and all souls with thy ever new joy. O eternal youth, the body and mind abide in us forever and forever via the love train, and it's coming right up. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.